This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian. Ooh.
And Daryl.
The microphone's a little messed up there. I apologize. I still haven't figured out what's going on with it. We'll get back into your calls and thoughts. But then coming up, Johnson, if his microphone continues to work, will have for us some Friday the 13th stories, the 10 worst Friday the 13th stories ever.
I guess some like of the worst things to happen. Is it my microphone going on?
Yeah, it's we'll see what we can figure out about it here in a moment. Let's go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. Stephen is in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to make a quick comment on what you guys were talking about earlier in regards to law enforcement drawing blood from suspects. I'll keep it short. I just find it just extremely disturbing and not surprising, of course, but that the idea that they can take your blood from you and force you to incriminate yourself against your will. As a person who has worked very hard to remain anonymous in our current economic situations and political situations, it's very disturbing to me. I worked very hard to make sure no one, no company, or your government agency has my fingerprints or my DNA or retinal scans or anything like that. And in fact, I've quit jobs over it in order to avoid that. And so the idea that they would just randomly take my blood is very disturbing because you know that that's going to be in a record somewhere. You know, your DNA or blood samples are going to stay in a record somewhere forever.
So there's information here I just pulled up from SouthernCaliforniaDefenseBlog.com. When can police draw your blood? In the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision, Missouri v. McNeely, the court decided that police are required to get a warrant in order to draw someone's blood who is suspected of a DUI. Prior to that ruling, the law embraced the exigent circumstances exception for DUI cases because alcohol dissipates from your body over time. The court rejected this view in DUI cases, but it left open the possibility that other facts amounting to an emergency could justify a warrantless search.
Yeah, that's extremely disturbing. And it's just, once again, it's just a situation in which I have like no peace of mind. It's like how can we guarantee that they're not going to draw it in some situation?
And they also say here, if you refuse a blood or breath test, are unable to consent for some reason, then police could obtain a warrant to draw your blood.
Being unable to consent would be being passed out or something like that, injured.
Correct. Yeah. Unable to speak for some reason. But, you know, it's not just, oh, you're walking down the street. Yet. Let me be clear here. You know, yet. It's not just you're walking down the street. Oh, we need to do a blood test. Currently, it's, oh, we think you might, you know, have some substance in your blood. We need to take your blood.
Yeah, and the only thing I could think of to possibly avoid that is to, you know, physically resist and, you know, just freak out and shake around and almost, you know, force a seizure on yourself in order to try to not get the needle in. But
if they believe that you're doing that on purpose, you'll get a charge of interfering with police investigation.
Possibly resisting arrest, obstruction of justice.
And there's a felony.
Contempt of court. Or not contempt of court. Contempt of disorderly conduct.
It could be contempt of court if the judge orders it. If the judge has ordered a blood draw, if it's a warrant from a judge, that would be indirect criminal contempt.
What good is the Fourth Amendment, Mr. Anderson, if you're unable to speak?
Exactly. Just like the Matrix, so anyway, that's all I had to say, guys.
It is scary. Yeah, thanks for the call tonight, Stephen. I appreciate hearing from you. And, you know, the answer is, when can they take, or the question he was asking, well, when can they do this? Well, the answer is whenever they want. I mean, even if they've done it illegally, What are you going to do about it in the moment? You've got a bunch of hulking state troopers surrounding you, holding you down, forcing blood from your arm. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. All you can do is sue them after the fact.
Stop your pulse.
Yeah, that's not going to work out either.
You know, like, lower your metabolism rate to where your blood just stops flowing, and then they're not.
You got one
able
of them
to...
Dick Cheney pacemakers in you? Just turn it down, no pulse.
Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, good evening. How are you? How are you, white
girl? Everybody's very just fine here. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Because I'm. The reason why I say white guilty is, okay? This black animal only has been brought up by white people over the last 8 years. Now we go to the final, final farewell address of a Negro animal in Chicago. Okay?
You're talking about Barack Obama. For listeners just tuning in, Ralph is a regular caller of the show. He is using the terminology El Negro Animal to refer to Barack Obama.
And for the sake of Johnson, too, so he knows the way of Ralph. You know, that's...
for the sake of Johnson?
That new?
Yeah, Johnson, that's you. That's you, my dear friend, Johnson.
Yes. I'm not new to your ways, though, Ralph.
You guys are dear friends now. Did you know that?
Okay.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good evening. Good evening to you, by the way.
Is it because the other caller accused me of being racist, now Ralph likes me? Is that what's going on?
Oh, no.
That's
your friend,
that's
buddy.
That's not very nice. all right. That's not very nice of you to say that. But I believe that the man's word doesn't match up with his action. There's a disconnect between what he is saying and what he is doing. The last 8 years, if I can...
I know, he's saying that he's against war. He got the Nobel Peace Prize, and then year alone dropped 26,000 bombs.
Let us summarize the last 8 years. The last 8 years is a fraudulent scheme, a con game, okay, a wide margin of error, and a failed social experiment. That's, you know, the overall, content of the character of this man. That's what he is.
The same thing could be said about George W. Bush. He was a con man. He had 8 years, and there was a failed social experiment. Every president that we've ever had has been a con man.
You have proven my point, white guilty. White guilty has propping up this guy for the last 8 years. That's why he can't do no
We have not been propping up Barack Obama in
Ralph
any way.
Ralph not listen to anything we said. I said every president. Ralph.
Stop shouting, Ralph. Just hold on.
Ralph, I said every president that we've ever had has been a con man, and there's been a failed social experiment under their administration.
How is that propping any of them up?
What in the case of Obama? Look at the media. And
the what? Look at the media?
Look at the media.
Well, we are the media.
How the embedded and the right shotgun on the
I can't even understand him at this point.
I don't know if any of those things are words or if he's just saying, putting syllables out there.
Yeah, this is why I wish Ralph would get on Skype, because it's hard to understand him just due to the accent, and it's worse because his phone's not that great. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, I want to know what the guy is saying. Look, we are the media, okay? We're not the mainstream media, whatever that means, but we are on radio stations that are licensed by the FCC. And
what's Ralph going to do in the night after 5 days after, from now?
Is it 5 days? No, 7 days. No, seven?
5 days. Yeah. 17th.
The 19th, so 6 days.
20th.
20th?
It's the 20th.
All right.
I mean, the 19th doesn't really count as a day because that's the day it happens. So.
No, it happens on the 20th.
Oh, really? Doesn't it? Noon. Oh, okay.
So it's a Friday?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, it's a good question, and I've asked that before as well. You know, what's Ralph going to do? Well, the answer is, of course, he will blame all of the problems that happen in the next 4 years on Barack Obama. Sort of in the same way that, Rush Limbaugh still talked about Bill Clinton a decade after, he had left office.
Right, and
let me tell you, I'm working very hard this week to close Guantanamo Bay. I've only got a week left. We're working overtime. You can take that to the bank. I don't know which bank. I've been saying it for 8 years, but you can take it to the bank.
So, toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't see how we have been propping up Barack Obama in any way, shape, or form.
We haven't.
We've given him a little credit for a few things, like releasing some people from prison, but there really isn't much else that's good that you can say about the guy, at least from a libertarian perspective. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Friday the 13th stories. Johnson's got them. We'll share them with you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's also Friday the 13th. Now, in talk radio, you're not supposed to name what day it is when you're doing the talk show because some stations will delay broadcasts, terms that they use in the business, where they record the show.
It's almost a holiday. I mean, come on.
What, Friday the 13th?
Yeah. Why?
Because a lot of people do weird things on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, a lot of tattoo parlors will do $13 tattoos.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Some people won't leave the house on Friday the 13th.
There are limited selections.
I was going to say, $13 is awfully cheap for a tattoo, right?
Yeah.
Right, but it's generally things that are...
Little heart.
One color kind of deal.
Well, they're almost always the black and gray, but they'll have, you can get the number 13. You can get, and they'll have a very limited selection of, skulls and stuff along those lines.
You get a tear in the letters MS-13 under your eye.
Doesn't the tear mean you've killed someone?
An MS-13 being the gang.
Yeah, right. So Friday the 13th is, of course, a series of terrible horror movies from the 1980s, but it's also a well-known... it's also a well-known... kind of what is it? Superstition, I guess is the word, right?
Triskaidekaphobia.
Triskaidekaphobia.
Now you said people even leave their house. Some people because they're so afraid of what might happen on Friday the 13th.
Paranoid people. Yeah.
How widespread is that?
I have no idea.
If you're huddling in your house right now, listening to us on the radio,
I can't go outside. I'm afraid of other people.
Is that your Ralph? Okay. you can join us here if you're afraid of Friday the 13th, and tell us why. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I was actually watching, I don't know what, one of those YouTube channels, maybe it was React, I don't remember what it was, but anyway, they've made a new Friday the 13th game. And it actually looks really good, where you can either play as Jason Voorhees, the killer from the movies, or the teenage camp counselors, basically. Right. And essentially, it's one of those games where it's a multiplayer game, and the Jason Voorhees character is tremendously overpowered, right? Like, he's super strong. One of the teenagers on their own could not kill Jason Voorhees. You have to, set traps, and there's all kinds of other things. You can't just come right up to him and slash and hack your way to kill him. And watching them play this game, I guess it's in beta right now, but it looks really unique, kind of pretty entertaining. And they really seem to kind of capture the essence of those movies in this video game. Because there have been some horrible Friday the 13th games in the past, but this one really looked like it was pretty spot on. So anyway, you've got a story about the 10 worst Friday
13,
the 13th?
Actually, 13 worst.
13, of course, 13.
It's only fitting that it's the 13 worst.
These are the 13, worst Friday the 13th stories?
Yeah, things that happen on Friday
from real life.
Yeah,
stuff that's actually happened.
Yeah. So the story goes on to say...
From where? I'm sorry.
You didn't ask me.
Yeah, I apologize. I just always like to know.
Metro News.
Metro News. All right, very good.
Well, Friday the 13th causes some to avoid leaving their house for fear of something unlucky happening to them. Some may scoff at the idea that a date can cause bad luck, but if you take a look over the events that have gone down over the years on this date, you might end up staying in bed yourself. From deadly viruses to disastrous weddings, here are 13 of the worst things that have ever occurred on Friday the 13th.
Now, before you begin, triskaidekaphobia is the fear of the number 13. Right.
Triskaidekaphobia or trisidekaphobia?
There's a K in there. It's T-R-I-S-K-A-I-D. And then the other one that I attempted to try to pronounce, periskaidekaphobia, is fear of Friday the 13th, specifically.
All right. And by the way, I'm sure if we looked at any other day of the calendar year, we'd also find some horrific things happening. Yeah, yeah. But nonetheless,
The Knights Templar wasn't formed on any day other than Friday the 13th. October 13th, 1307.
Well, the first thing that happened here is the Costa Concordia. In 2012, the cruise ship Costa Concordia partially sank on Friday the 13th, causing the death of over 30 people. The ship was only hours into a cruise in the Mediterranean on 13th of January 2012 when it lost power just off Giglio Island. The huge vessel had over 4,000 passengers and crew on board.
All right.
The second is the IBM crash in 1989 saw a deadly computer virus crash IBM computers in Britain on Friday the 13th, which deleted a lot of data. This was before backup systems existed, so terrified people were permanently lost information and businesses were impacted by the loss. The stock market also crashed on this date, on Friday the 13th of 1989. It's the date of the second most damaging crash in market history at the time. Brokers were left stunned as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 190.58 points.
Bam.
Another one is the Andes flight disaster on October 13, 1982. A chartered flight carrying 45 people, including a rugby team, their friends and family, crashed in the Andes, an incident known as the Andes flight disaster. More than a quarter of the passengers died when Uruguayan Air Force Flight 571 crashed, and several others died soon afterwards from cold and injury.
Isn't that the crash where they made the movie?
The movie?
I think it might be, yeah.
They, like, ate somebody?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, they ate several of the somebodies.
Well, they were dead already.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's more meat in the butt area.
Is that right?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, it says a few days afterward, an avalanche swept over and killed over the survivor's shelter, killing 8 of the 27 remaining. The final 16 were discovered 72 days later on the 23rd of December. They had faced little food, no source of heat, and radio news reports that the search for them had been abandoned. Faced with starvation, the survivors fed on the bodies of the dead passengers that had been preserved in the snow. Yep.
Wow. 72 days?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that long. Oh,
yeah, yep, and that was the movie Alive.
Yeah, Alive, yep. Swedish plane disappears. A Swedish military DC-3 plane carrying a crew of 8 disappeared over the Baltic Sea on Friday the 13th, June 1952, igniting conspiracy theories which lasted for decades. In 1992, the Soviet Union admitted that it had shot down the plane.
Bam.
There was a Buckingham Palace bomb. The Nazis dropped a bomb on Buckingham Palace on Friday the 13th in September of 1940 during the Blitz of World War II. Apparently, the royal family was taking tea at the time.
Hmm.
Kitty Genovese, the birth of the Genovese syndrome, the Kitty Genovese attack, on Friday the 13th, March of 1964.
I'm not familiar with this. Kitty Genovese?
It'll explain a little bit. 1964, bar manager Kitty Genovese was repeatedly stabbed by a stranger, Winston Mosley. The attack took place over a half an hour, with 38 people witnessing the attack and failing to call the police.
What?
Yeah,
failing to stop him?
Yeah.
What? 38 people?
Yeah, yeah. When questioned on why they hadn't taken action, one woman said, "We thought it was a lover's quarrel." Another simply said, "I was tired. I went back to bed." The incident had resulted in what is now known as the Genovese syndrome.
You know, which is what?
People just not reporting a crime or, you know, like attack.
Or not doing anything, about it.
Yep.
That's crazy. I've never even heard of that syndrome before.
Yeah.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'd say that's one of the most horrific because it doesn't involve an accident. You know, it's one thing to have a plane crash. It's another thing to have somebody just murdering another person in front of 38 witnesses. I mean, I guess they weren't all at once witnessing it. It was over how long of a period of time? Quite a while.
Yeah.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Lead monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got some horrible stories here in, I don't know if celebration is the right word, in commemoration. I don't know. It's Friday the 13th, and Johnson's got the top 13 most disastrous stories of things that happened on Friday the 13th in years past. We'll resume that here, and you can, of course, share your thoughts, and if you've got a story you want to tell, you're welcome to join us here. Ian Johnson and Daryl in the studio, and we've got the MyPillow offer to you with a special discount for Free Talk Live listeners. It's half price if you use code FTL at MyPillow.com. What is MyPillow? Well, it's a pillow designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a good portion of the last year, and it's been great. Our Thursday night co-host, Chris Reitman, he says he's been using one for years, and it is really a great pillow. If you get one and you disagree, though, for some reason, you don't like it, well, you can send it back to them, and they'll send you your purchase price back. It's guaranteed for the first 60 days. And then beyond that, there's a warranty of 10 years on the product. So again, money-back guarantee within 60 days, 10-year warranty on the product. You can actually wash and dry the MyPillow. It is designed for that. It's a great pillow. They stand behind their product. They believe in it, and they think that you're going to love it. Go to MyPillow.com, code FTL. That's MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue on this list, we'll be about halfway through, Johnson.
I think so, yep.
A list of 13 horrible stories from Friday the 13th in real life, yeah. Not the movies.
So this one happened on a Friday the 13th, which has a had a full moon, was like tonight's.
Oh.
Robert Ballard, on February 13th, 1987, was to attempt suicide by putting his head in a gas oven. Yikes. Unfortunately, suicide by natural gassing is virtually impossible since Britain moved from lethal coke gas to natural gas, which is less dangerous. However, a flicked light switch caused an explosion, which caused 35,000 pounds of damage and injured his mother and a policeman. Robert was unharmed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Crazy. Dana Hamilton's hair. On Friday the 13th, October 1972, Dana Hamilton Rye... Oh, sorry, David Hamil... Dana Hamilton of Rye, New York, sold her luxurious hair to a local wig maker so she could buy her husband a gold chain for his beloved pocket watch. That evening, she returned home to find out that her husband had sold his watch to buy a pearl necklace for his secretary with whom he was having an affair.
Wonk.
Tupac Shakur was shot.
Really?
The rapper died of wounds he received.
Damn it, Biggie.
In a drive-by shooting on Friday the 13th, September 1996. After Shakur's cremation, members of his posse, Outlaws Immortal, mixed his ashes with marijuana and smoked them.
For real?
I guess so.
Wow. Yep. That's different.
In an interview with Vlad...
And then didn't the ghost of Tupac kill Biggie?
Biggie Smalls got killed too?
I thought they killed each other.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about that.
In an interview with Vlad TV, Edie Mean confirmed what they'd done. I came up with that S. If you listen to Black Jesus, he said, last wishes, and smoke my ashes.
They're saying Tupac wanted this.
Yes.
He wanted his ashes to be smoked.
That was a request he had. Now, how serious was he about it? We took it serious.
Okay.
Wasp Wedding.
I don't know if you can really smoke ashes, but I get
point. Well, I guess if you cut them enough with... I don't know. Anyway, Wasp Wedding. A wedding reception on Friday the 13th, August 2004, started with a swarm of wasps attacking guests at East Kilbride Registry Office as they waited for the bride's arrival. Michelle Doherty, that's weird spelling... her aunt smashed an expensive digital camera trying to swat away one of the insects. When Michelle arrived, an insect flew up her dress, which triggered a panic attack. Once the ceremony was over, two minibuses that had been booked to take guests to the reception failed to show up. As if that wasn't enough, the couple lost their wedding video.
Ugh. Who watches those things? Do people actually ever watch them? I'm just curious. Of people who've purchased wedding videos, they've hired somebody to be the wedding videographer, does anybody ever sit down, however many years later, and watch the video?
Yeah, after the divorce.
And they're crying and drinking themselves to death? Okay. Yeah. I meant as a couple, like sitting down.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
No.
But probably pretty frequently. I mean, divorces are so common nowadays that it's probably a fairly common occurrence. Totally worth that wedding video when you need to cry afterwards and listen to it dead.
No, that's what porn is for.
Bob Renfrey's Endless Bad Luck. Retired bus driver Bob Renfrey spent every Friday 13th in bed after repeated bad luck on the fateful day.
Mm.
He rode off four cars, fell into a river, lost a job, crashed a motorcycle, and fell through a plate glass door.
All on Friday the 13th. Yeah.
When he died
different
of cancer,
Fridays, yeah. The 13th, not all on the same day, right?
Yep.
Okay.
When he died of cancer in 1998, Betty, his widow, decided to book his funeral for Friday the 13th of March for old time's sake. Unfortunately, all the undertakers in Rill were too busy. Bob would have seen the funny side, Betty said. There is more to come in the future. Oh, no, the article is continuing to say there's more to come in the future. Friday the 13th, 2029 could be disastrous, too. Asteroid 99942, Apophis, is forecast to pass by at a closer distance than any of our other satellites on that day. So there's an asteroid called Apophis, which on Friday the 13th, 2029, will pass closer than any satellite it currently is to Earth.
Sounds like
really close.
That's the end of the article?
That's the end of the article.
It did not mention the Apollo 13 thing.
What happened there?
Are you 100% sure that Apollo 13 was on the 13th?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the explosion inside the Apollo 13 thing happened on Friday the 13th.
How about that? Well, maybe they just didn't consider that disastrous.
Well, they thought thought they were going to be lost in space forever, but were able to
use... And wait a minute, what day is it when you're up in space? Because if you are on, if you're on Earth, like right now, as we're doing the show, it's Friday the 13th, but people listening in Guam, we've had this caller in Guam, it's actually Saturday the 14th in Guam.
But
so if
Guam's not in space.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, like... What time is it if you're actually on the moon? You know what
but
I mean?
You still
like,
have a position vertically above whatever
correct
you're on the planet, so you have a direct line straight down from wherever you are.
Yeah, that's true, but you're not in orbit of the planet at the same time, are you? If you're up at
geosynchronous
like,
orbit, yes, absolutely, you would be. Yeah. Unless you're not.
No, the moon's not in geosynchronous orbit, though. If they're over in the hanging out at the moon,
they weren't.
Nobody
on the
ever
moon.
Hangs out at the moon.
They were in space going to the moon,
oh, well,
but they were
okay.
not.
But they're
on
not in
the
orbit. They're not in geosynchronous orbit, meaning that the Earth is spinning
right
while they are up in space.
Right, and if they're not in orbit at all, they're moving.
Yeah, so I don't know if you can... Time starts to take on a different meaning when you're not on the face of the Earth.
Yes, and Ian, we know that you've done so many drugs that you are convinced that time does not actually exist.
Well, I mean, my guess would be that they would be going by Dallas time.
Fair enough. Let's go to... Or what about Florida? Was it? Did they come out of Dallas? Wasn't Cape Canaveral?
Houston, we have a problem.
Right, but
was
the control
13, Houston,
is Houston. Yeah. Right, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Flight
right.
control is Houston.
Sarah, in Albuquerque, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I heard this morning from the CBS News that our auto fatalities, what they average out is the number of people on a 747 jumbo airplane killed per week. So I think
Do you think there are more than that because it's Friday the 13th?
No. The whole year average, that's how many people died in auto crashes.
Sarah, are you superstitious?
A little bit.
Like, what are some of your superstitions? Black cats, walking under ladders, salt over the shoulder.
I don't
Looking
really
both ways before you cross the street.
I don't think
yes,
that counts.
I gotta be scared to death when I'm crossing the street, run for my life, yes.
That's not a superstition.
Well, I just know that she's scared of roads and cars and streets and, you know, things.
Well, yep, automotive crashes are scary things, so, you know, you can always stay inside, but then again, that doesn't prevent somebody from crashing through your front window. That happens from time to time. People just barreling right into the living room of a house.
Yep.
Thanks for your call tonight, Sarah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. And take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Daryl.
And we've been talking about Friday the 13th, some terrible stories. According to Daryl, you had said that Apollo 13 was a Friday the 13th story. One of our folks over on Skype says it was actually a Monday. April 13th, 1970 was a Monday.
No, the Wikipedia article had it listed on the Triskaidekka phobia, so I guess I thought that because it was there.
Well, somebody
it was
might be
Friday,
wrong here.
But
yeah, people might be messing with
it. It was on the 13th. Yeah,
that's
so
a good point.
I did have that part right.
Which, if it was Triskaidekaphobia, then it would qualify, right? Because as we determined earlier, Triskaidekaphobia was fear of the number 13, as opposed to fear of Friday the 13th, which was a much longer, more complicated word.
Unless
you're Garfield, in which case you have fear of the Monday the 13th.
All right, so toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Since we're talking about horrible stories...
What's the fear of somebody eating all of your lasagna?
Since we're talking about horrible stories, here's one from The Morning Call, mcall.com. You might have heard the news headline recently about a woman who was charged with killing her adopted daughter in this like weird murder fetish fantasy, apparently.
It's not a reason to adopt a child.
Yeah, definitely not. Turns out that this woman, Sarah Packer, the adoptive mother of 14-year-old Grace Packer, has been charged along with her boyfriend, Jacob Sullivan, in the brutal death of the teenager who'd been reported missing last summer. Prosecutors said Packer and Sullivan acted out a rape and murder fantasy when they killed Grace in Richland Township last summer and then dismembered her body. Sarah, who is 41 of Horsham Township, Montgomery County, was charged Sunday with homicide, rape, conspiracy, kidnapping, and abuse of a corpse. Authorities also charged Sullivan, saying he and Packer plotted for nearly a year before the girl was killed in July. Northampton County officials issued a news release stating that, guess what? Ms. Parker, the raping murderer in this case, was actually a government worker. Not only was she a government worker, but she worked with the Department of Children and Families. She was suspended as an adoption supervisor. Before being suspended in 2010, she had taken in several foster children in that time, according to authorities. In their news release, she was said to have worked for the county from 2003 to 2010, but they did not include any further details. The statement read, quote, regarding the charges against Ms. Packer, the county cannot comment regarding ongoing job investigations, unquote. District Attorney John Morganelli said his office is not investigating Sarah Packer because there are no allegations against her at this point. County Controller Stephen Barron said Monday that Packer worked as a supervisor of adoptions in the county's Children, Youth, and Families Division.
So, all right, what was that about? They said that there were no pending investigations against her, but she's been charged with a bunch of crimes. How were those not pending investigations?
Yeah, I don't understand the comments.
What do they mean there's no pending internal investigation?
I think that's what he means, in that there are no allegations that she did anything on the job at this point. So she murdered her own adopted daughter, not somebody else's.
On her time, not correct. While she was being paid for being there.
According to police detective Packer, adopted Grace in 2004. So she was her adopted mother for more than a decade. Packer's employment status was listed as suspended, but Barron said he had no additional details as to why she had been suspended. Her salary at the time was $44,600. According to the elected controller, he spoke out because the public deserved to know about Packer. She left that job nearly a year before her husband at the time was charged by Allentown police in the first of two child sex abuse cases. Boy, she's got kind of a checkered history there. Her husband at the time alleged to be a child sex abuser, and now her new boyfriend and her allegedly murdered and raped her own adopted daughter. On September 23rd of 2010, he was charged with indecent assault of a victim under the age of 13 from a 2006 incident. And then on November 24th, 2010, he was charged by Allentown police in a separate filing of statutory sexual assault, involuntary deviant sexual intercourse of someone under the age of 16, and corruption of minors from a 2008 incident. Packer, who, let's see, sister, she's now 40, but, oh no, this is the other Packer. This is the brother Packer, or no, husband Packer, sorry. David Packer, now 40, pleaded guilty to indecent assault and statutory sexual assault in both cases and was sentenced to 6 months to 5 years in prison. He'd been released and is required to register as a sexually violent predator. Sarah Packer was a foster parent to numerous children over the years, according to one of the police detectives who started working the case when Grace was reported missing from her home in July. She said that she knew of seven foster children that Sarah Packer had had in her care since 2004, but did not know of any investigations involving those children. Pettinato and Packer and her ex-husband took in Grace and her siblings in 2004 when Grace was three. They later adopted them through the Youth Services Department. The detective and family members described Grace as a sweet and very caring child who loved to read, and she was a 10th grader at the high school, was in learning support classes, and often befriended kids who had trouble making friends. Grace's school community was already saddened by the news of her death when the gruesome details of the slaying came out over the weekend. It's one thing to have somebody mysteriously disappear. It's another thing to find out that it was her own mother who committed the horrifying act as some sort of weird sexual fantasy, which makes it even more bizarre. Nadine Barrett, the mother of two students, said she'd hoped to keep the worst details from her kids, who are aged 15 and 12, but social media made it impossible. She said, quote, they have a lot of questions, and I tried to answer them the best I could. That unfortunately there are horrible people in this world who do horrible things. Barnett, who is the mother in this case, or the mother who just commented, did not know Grace personally, but heard from her children that the teen was a caring friend. She had joined with other mothers to organize a memorial service for the teen next week, followed by a community forum. The group has started an online fundraiser with the goal of creating a scholarship in Grace's name for students who have experienced child abuse. We want to be her voice. She said, it's sad to know that something like this was happening to a child in our community, and we hope that we can help it from happening again. The GoFundMe account is GoFundMe.com/3595TEW. That's a pretty horrifying story.
Yeah.
And just yet another story of, you know, this isn't the first time that government child workers have been discovered to have been some of the most absolutely horrifying people, committing all kinds of, you know, nasty, deviant acts. This is probably one of the worst ones that I've ever heard of, but not the first story of its kind. And, you know, it shouldn't surprise someone. I mean, if you give somebody a job where, you know, they have some sort of dominion over children, you shouldn't be surprised when the people who want to wield power in that particular area are attracted to that line of work.
Yeah.
Whether it's Catholic priests having sex with their little acolyte
boys,
altar boys, or it's Department of Children and Families workers involved in, you know, child pornography, caging children. We've heard that about some foster parents where they'll put their, you know, put their foster kids in cages and starve them so that they can take more of the money from the foster checks for themselves, buy themselves, you know, steaks or whatever while they're feeding the kids gruel. I mean, these are not unheard of stories out there.
And what's the saying? Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And people that want power wind up getting attracted to those positions where they can have power over others.
But what is the answer then? I mean, is the answer to not have a Department of Children's Services? Then what about all the kids who do need help out there? What is the libertarian solution?
Private, some sort of private, charitable, you know, church group or something like that would take over.
Right. As with everything, the libertarian solution is you don't force people to pay for something. In a free market, in a free society, people that, you know, kidnap children would be held criminally liable for doing so. Now we have judges that are being paid to do so. So there is no, you know, no way that somebody can wind up holding the people accountable that are overseeing this because they're all government bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
In a freer society, people would be held accountable for what they do.
The toll-free number, if you want to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here, we got a whole another hour to go, which means plenty of time for you. Looks like the Geek Squad may be being paid by the FBI to poke around your computer. So you might want to consider not taking your computers to the Geek Squad. But we'll give you the update on that. The details coming up around the corner on Free Talk Live. You need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.